Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. This is Fightful Wrestling, and it is March 23rd, 2022. This is your AEW Dynamite review here on Fightful. You know what? If you like AEW scoops, FightfulSelect.com is the place to be. Broke some news of Ethan Page extending his AEW contract. We had news on another contract extension in the world of wrestling. Jimmy Van said that he didn't like Spider-Man No Way Home, and everybody buried him for it. On the list goes on. I'm telling you, you got to pay your $5 to hear this stuff. The most affordable exclusive wrestling news service in the world. And you get this guy on twice a week, usually, except when he's filling in for me on Fridays, which seems to be more often than not these days. Because, by the way, don't know if I asked you, need you next week too.
Oh, yeah, why not?
But I'm sure that he'll be doing a WrestleMania post show for Sour Graps.
Yeah, we'll do one of those for Stand and Deliver, or as we've decided to call it, Sit and Disappoint. Which is probably what it's going to do. But listen,
they're really missing out. Like, three people would get the joke. Yeah. But I wish they had Edward James Olmos do, like, teach Steiner math to Bron Breakker. So like, good. And for those of you that get that, you'll understand. Otherwise, you won't. But we got AEW Dynamite to talk about. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. We would greatly appreciate it. This show brought to you by Athletic Greens and NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you would like your question or statement read on the air, you can donate a super chat at the bottom of the page, or you can go to humperchats.com. That is humperchats.com. You can leave your question before the show even starts over there. So if you're watching Dynamite at 8 and you're like, oh, I might forget this, I might not be able to stay up and watch the show, head over to humperchats.com. Get your question or statement in. Our great moderator, Luis, does a lot of great work there. But AEW Dynamite, Ryan Lewis bringing up the crowd and said it reminded me of Attitude Era crowds. And New Punk Rant says, can't wait to see where AEW is by Double or Nothing. Going to be there live. Big names, great booking, absolutely elite. What a great show. That aforementioned crowd had a lot to do with that, Alex. This crowd was hot tonight.
Yeah, they were. I think they were anticipating some more stuff to cheer for in the second hour than what they got.
Of course.
But they were hot from the beginning. I think that starting off the show with the Dax and Punk match was a great shot. I think a lot of people on the great anniversary of the Hart Austin match in Austin maybe thought there might be a Hart sighting, and because of the stuff that FTR has been teasing. But throughout, they kept up the energy from that very hot opener throughout, I'm going to say, two thirds of the evening.
As I watched this show and looking back on it, the 8-man tag should have closed the show. That's what I think should have closed the show. But let's talk about what opened the show.
Yeah.
Because that was special. And this afternoon, Tony Khan just barked it out on Twitter, and I love it because this had me going, oh, damn, I'm ready for Dynamite tonight. Dax Harwood, one of my favorite workers in the world, against CM Punk. This was fantastic. Yeah. This is, okay, you say you're one of the best tag teams in the world. Well, in order to be the best tag teams in the world, ideally you got to be comprised of two really great individual competitors, and that's what Dax Harwood is. And I am a member of the Dax Harwood Suplex Appreciation Society. I love the superplex he does. I love the elevator drop suplex that he does, the Eddie Guerrero style. This was unbelievable in-ring action where CM Punk, you know, a guy of his stature, could employ ego and be like, ah, 4 or 5 minutes. That's not what he's about. He ain't doing that. He's in there for 15, 16 minutes. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to talk about the Ass Boys yet.
No.
But Chris Reigns says, amazing match to open the show by Punk and Dax. Crowd was going crazy for CM Punk. They were going crazy for the match, Alex.
They were. There was a lot of CM Punk chants. But I did love, and I've really enjoyed this very subtle face turn that FTR has been going on. Like, not nominally, they're not like doing anything, but just everything's more about just the honor and being a great pro wrestler type of thing. And you know,
you got to do that when you've got Jericho Appreciation Society being sports entertainers as heels, Alex.
Yeah. Punk and Dax have been going at it for a while on Twitter about who loves Bret Hart more. That continued after the match as well on Twitter. So they have a little bit of a something built. If you want to kayfabe it, there it is. But also, yeah. I just love that these two guys are just, it's so fun to watch this style of wrestling, knowing that elsewhere on the show, you're going to get crazy spots. And then elsewhere on the show, you're going to get, you know, a great singles match and all this kind of stuff. But like, this was just, I felt like just two dudes wanting to fight. Like, I want to fight you, not let's have a professional wrestling match, but I want to fight you. And that was some really good stuff. And I loved the use of Cash Wheeler. He never once got involved as like trying to like get in the way of Punk, but he was always there to exhort his friend to victory. The superplex was amazing. As you said, his suplexes, Dax's, are just great. I loved catching the GTS into the sharpshooter, then pulled through out of that into the Anaconda Vice. All really good stuff. It's only fitting that two guys who loved Bret Hart so much on the anniversary of the great submission match finished the match with a submission tonight.
This was so good. This was just so good. The transitions in and out of submissions, the selling, again, Cash Wheeler, he made it known, like, hey, I'm not going to be out here for this match. But then when it risked being a count out, he's like, yeah, I should probably be out here for this because nobody wants it to end that way.
Yeah.
New Punk Rant says, are they really going to get Bret in AEW? How excited should I be? Could there be a chance he's in Vegas in May? There's always a chance. I don't know if they're going to get him. I haven't heard anything about that as of yet. Jam Beard says, do you think Tully brings in someone new to feud with FTR as they turn face? Alex, how are you feeling about this? I mean, just for me looking, it's like, all right, he came in with Sean Spears July 2019. Usually those AEW deals are about 3 years. Sure. I don't know what his is. If you got 3 or 4 months in him, bring in a team and have FTR beat them.
Yeah.
If assuming you're not going to renew him for some reason.
Right. Well, there was them firing him, and then the last week they had the Bucks and FTR moment where the Bucks were like, I don't care what manager you bring in instead of Tully. Yeah. It could be the best there is, and we're still going to beat you. So they are definitely
leaning into it. Yeah.
if it's not going to happen, I think that would be an amazing shout. Like also, what a cool opportunity to have him literally in the fold under contract at the time the Owen is happening. Like, to have him there being a part of the AEW family while they're honoring Owen Hart, that would be amazing.
That makes an awful lot of sense. And to be fair, if it happened last week, there's a good chance I'm not going to have a lot of reference to it. Because, listen, I woke up at 8 p.m. and I was like, oh, let's watch some Dynamite. And I go, you know, I could pop on this review. No. The next day I was saying, did I eat ice cream last night? And I was seeing double. There's no way I could have done that. So I've got to rewatch last week's. It was fun. It was fun. No pain out of that. But now I got a little bit. Mike McVaney says, good show overall. Looking like FTR are going to win the ROH tag titles. Well, they probably should. I don't know how the moving parts of the Briscoes will work. I mean, for those of you who didn't see, FightfulSelect.com, please subscribe. Reported a while back that Warner Media said no to the Briscoes. Just this week, we had a big ROH update. Delirious was trying to put this match together in December, January. That's obvious. He brought him into Final Battle. We know that Delirious was trying to put this together.
Right.
Delirious ain't there after April 1st, as of now. Tony Khan said, to hell with it, we put this together. We don't know if like that's a thing that he had to get Warner Media to sign off on, because this ain't on Warner Media. Yeah. But surely Warner Media wants to have a little bit of input on a peripheral thing. So I'm very fascinated to see how this all works together. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is a way for maybe, and this is speculation, maybe Tony said, well, let me get the titles off of them. Maybe he puts Jay Briscoe in touch with this Warner Media executive. And there's some sort of apology made. Like, I don't know. There's a lot going on. ROH under Tony Khan is actively promoting the fact that the Briscoes won the Crockett Cup. So you never know. I just can tell you that as of the day that Brian Kendrick was nixed, the Briscoes were also a no-go in AEW. As of then, anything can happen. You never know what can happen. I can tell you that at one point Moose was a no-go for WWE, but last year when his contract was coming up, there was interest in him from Canyon Seaman. So you never know. Jarlock says, I really enjoyed the match between Punk and Harwood tonight. It was interesting that FTR didn't pull any shenanigans. Do you think they might team Punk and FTR, seeing as they are all Bret Hart guys? They are still in the pinnacle. They are still there, technically, right?
Technically, they're there, but they're cutting babyface promos backstage, being interviewed about, like, my man here, he's all heart, and he's never going to stop working. Even if he loses the match, he's going to go out there and give his best every single time. And then, you know, Harwood goes off with one of his amazing promos, too. And they're going to feud with, apparently, they're going to have a match now with the Ass Boys, who are definitely heels. So I think that right now, MJF, when he says that the FTR are still there, he's technically correct. I don't know that he will be in 6 weeks. And at that point, might be interesting to see if CM Punk needs a couple of brawlers to back him up and whatever thing he's doing at that time.
It would also make sense for Sean Spears to approach them and being like, why haven't you returned my calls? Why did you think you were allowed to fire the guy that I hired? Like, can't run it by me yet?
Yeah.
New Punk Rant says, I manifested Hoovy last year. Should I try for Brett this year? Yeah, I would love.
Why not?
And yeah, I would love it. Michael Keyes putting over the Denise Appreciation Society. Woof. Tom LaValle says, congrats on the new house, both of you. Blade was on Dynamite, so it was a great show. That whole first hour humped. They're just passing out gold bars to us here at Fightful. Yeah, that's just
straight up
what they're doing. Yeah,
getting paid in solid gold bars.
Yeah. We just walk him into the real estate. And we're just, here you go. Yep. See what you can get for this.
That's right.
Brent Lockman says, can they just pack that audience up and take it everywhere they go? Incredible. It was a phenomenal crowd. Phenomenal crowd. Chris Kenny with a big super chat saying, is there a timeline for Miro? Miro's good to go. Miro had torn his hamstring last year and was injured when he did those two matches in the tournament and was supposed to be out for a while. But he has been healed up for quite some time. During that period, he was renegotiating or negotiating a new deal and then got a big extension, like 4 years. It was surprising to me, Alex, that Miro's deal was up in the spring of this year. So they were working on like a year and a half deal, which is very rare. And if I was WWE, I would look at Miro and I would say, well, that's a guy we want back. Like, that's a guy we want to bring back. But then again, I don't know what they want.
Like, again, like, I mean, they should want him back. They should look at what he did and be like, oh, let's just re-sign him and then do that with him here. That'll be amazing.
Sure.
But they might just have him do comedy shtick, or, you know, or make him a quote unquote monster heel that gets fed to whatever babyface they're pushing at the time.
Yeah.
Like, but I want Miro back. I need Miro back in my life, but I do not want him back unless he can go on a run of like 12 matches in a row, get a title match and win the title. Like that's what the level of Miro is to me. I don't want to see him come back and just be like treading water somewhere. Like when he comes back, strap a rocket to him.
Jambeard saying Punk doing the title motion after the match makes me think we get Punk in the title match for the next pay-per-view. Makes sense to me. Hangman versus Punk.
Punk is where I think they're going to do a Double or Nothing.
And what I like is, like, they're not leaving bullets in the chamber here, Alex. They're like, oh no, the pay-per-view, the big matches are going to be Hangman Page, the guy we've been building for years, against Danielson, Cole, and Punk.
Yeah.
Like, cause why not? They're the biggest stars. So just do it. I love it. Zach Harrington says when two guys like Punk and Dax get in the ring, it's obvious how much better they are than everyone else in terms of work and storytelling. You can see the Bret Hart storytelling influence on Dax. And I loved one thing that I noticed. Bailey posted a thing today where she asked Dax for some Bret recommendations. And based on the ones that he gave, you can tell she was asking for leg work. And she's coming off a leg injury.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. That got me excited. That got me real excited.
That's good.
After the match, well, during the match, the Ass Boys, the Gun Club, are teasing, taunting. They get into it a little bit with FTR. And Bill says Gun Club versus FTR, best retro music entrance. Oh, it's FTR. It's got to be FTR. Man,
so good.
But Dax is mad. He's like, because this was a special moment for him.
Sure.
This was an important match for him. Yeah. And he's like, I'm not going to call you the Ass Boys. That's a gimmick name that got you over. That's what made you relevant. You're Billy's sons.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's good.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. They're going to beat the shit out of the Ass Boys.
They're going to murder those two twerps. It's going to be so good.
and the Ass Boys are very good at being the Ass Boys.
They're perfect for it. They're perfect for it. Absolutely.
Tom says the sharpshooter was called as such on commentary by Punk and Dax. Bret is definitely being teased. They call that all the time, though. Like, sometimes maybe a scorpion deathlock.
Yeah,
but
depends.
Michael says, I said DAS. Also, I love everything Fightful does. Leave a thumbs up on this video, gosh darn it. Well, Michael, I appreciate the super chat. And yes, please leave a thumbs up on this video, guys. Bake05 says, even with ROH, feels like AEW needs an additional hour of programming a week. If you had to choose, would you add an hour to Dynamite or make Rampage 2 hours and move it to a different night? I would add to Rampage and make it a different night.
Yeah. I don't need a 3-hour show. As great as Dynamite is usually, the greatness quotient would have to be reduced if they added a third hour to it. You can't do 3 hours without some filler.
Yeah. Well, the next match I feel like should have headlined the show. Holy shit. What the hell? What the hell? Here's the funny thing. We got like 3 super chats, Humper chats. It's like Sting's crazy, Jeff's crazy, Darby's crazy.
Yes.
I love
it. All of them are. Yes.
Oh, so Chris Rain says Jeff Hardy is also crazy. Chris Rain says Darby is also crazy. That's the Humper chat. We'll get into the one damper of the match. Isaiah Cassidy gets caught in a scorpion death drop.
Yeah.
Sting, you just got to let him go, buddy. You just got to let him go.
Yep.
Let it go. You held onto it for like 25 seconds trying to stand up. Just let it go, man. Shit happens.
Either that or lean back into the dragon sleeper and make him tap out.
Yeah. Just dragon sleep him, put the scissors on. You're 6'4", my dude. This match was so good. It was everywhere. You got the Butcher slinging Darby into stuff. You've got Darby there's this amazing shot of Darby watching Jeff on a balcony, which not a balcony. It's not even it's a ledge.
That's not meant for humans to stand on it.
And there's a swanton under these tables. It's Wednesday.
Jeffrey, what are you doing? Jeffrey, get down from there.
It was like literally the wall is what it was. He jumped off the wall and did a swanton.
I just love the idea that they were like, okay, we want to do some spots up in the concourse. And they were walking around scouting things. And Jeff's like, I'm going to jump off of that. And Bruce was like, no, you're not. Yeah, I'm going to jump off of that thing.
I want to know who that person is in AEW, because in WWE, it's Michael Hayes. Hayes goes, you reckon you can jump off that? Like, that's him. But, like Shelton even told me that Michael Hayes was like, you think you can clear the ring and get kicked in the face by Shawn Michaels? Doot. Like, that's Michael Hayes. I want to know. It's like, this is Jeff showing up at prison and cracking somebody over the head with a lunch tray. This is so like, and he sits up and he's like, Darby, shut the fuck up. Go to your room. He's showing everybody exactly who he is immediately.
He is now the new king of prison. Yeah. Yes. I thought this was that whole action up in the concourse was great. Butcher, that match he had with Darby on Rampage was one of my all-time favorite big dude, little dude matches now. He just destroyed Darby over and over again. And I thought the finish made perfect sense. And I love that he's still pissed at Darby because he felt like he actually won, but even if he lost. So he tosses Darby down a flight of stairs. By the way, Darby, stay away from stairs. Probably best for you. Also, while all of that is happening, you got Matt Hardy versus Private Party 1-on-2, and they take him off of the stage onto the table, the double death drop and the twist of fate at the same time in the ring with Sting and Hardy having that moment together was pretty cool too. That felt very old school. Like, this was just so much fun. All of it was just so much fun.
Jambeard says, of course Jeff is the one to find the ladder. And Rerun says, Sting is having so much fun. We've come from doing cinematic matches because we're not sure what Sting can handle to this. Yeah. This is his ninth match. We're on borrowed time with Sting. We were on it years ago. So I'm going to enjoy every single thing he does. And that's why, like, that's the one criticism I had of the match. And it's like, who cares?
4.5 seconds into this match, Sting dove off the top rope to the outside onto a bunch of dudes. Like, that was the thing that started the match. Like, he said, you know what? I'm 62, 63, whatever. I don't know how much more I'm going to do this. I might speed it up just to see how many of these things I could do before the end.
So, to me, a perfect Dynamite main event one night is Darby versus Jeff with Sting and Matt Hardy there as they're setting up the ladders. They're setting up the tables for these two.
Nice. That would be
and
fun.
Like when those two are selling in the ring, the brother and the dad are selling with their facial expressions and selling with their concerns. And they're like, no. My guy's crazier than your guy.
Yep.
I got to see that one time. Eloquent says, remember that one time Brian Cage powerbomb Sting and we thought he died. Still.
It's so true.
The heel spot is to do a buckle bomb to Sting.
Yeah.
That's got to happen one day.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Simmons says, 8-man tag was awesome. This whole show was awesome between quality matches and the hot crowd. It felt like a baby pay-per-view. That first hour especially.
The first hour was amazing.
Yeah, it really did. Mark asks if Blade ever found those Dippin' Dots. I love that they drag us into different areas. And by the way, Darby getting thrown down the stairs. I'm sorry. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
It's funny to me to watch people fall down the stairs. And that comes from a person who's fallen down the stairs a few times. It's funny. It's objectively funny. Alan Mark says, doot. And Zach Harrington says, calling it now. Sean's practicing his voiceover work for the cartoon life story of Michael Hayes. Buddy, even I can't be that raunchy.
JW Pringle says Sting taking the chair shot and no selling made me roar.
Yeah.
Made my little heart sing. And Normhausen says Darby and Jeff got me watching like a nervous mother. They're human crash test dummies and I'm here for it. Hey, you know what? Sometimes you need some protection.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to stay safe.
It's true.
These two guys need to. But you know what? They're going to have to do it with NordVPN.com/Fightful. That threat protection blocks pop-ups, malware, online trackers. And now you get up to 73% off in the U.S. and an additional month free. But it's not just for the U.S. And it's not just for content in the U.S. either. You can change your virtual location with just one click. Maybe you want to subscribe to HBO Max in Bulgaria, where it's $3. Maybe you want Netflix much cheaper because they keep hiking up prices. Maybe you buy UFC pay-per-views every month and you want to buy them overseas. Well, you know what? You're basically paying for NordVPN with all the money you're saving, and you get that protection with the fastest VPN in the world on all your tablets and your PCs, on your phones, on your routers even. My God, all over the place. Every device you got, NordVPN.com/Fightful has you covered. Now, they also have a 30-day money-back guarantee. No risk whatsoever. No risk. Jeff Hardy and Darby Allin don't know about that. They're taking a risk every single time. They can't just like slap into concrete and get their brain fluid back in 30 days. It doesn't work like that. But you have no risk at all with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Check it out. Let me find the right overlay here. There we go. Thanks, Alex. You're much more excitable than Jimmy is. And for that, I appreciate you.
Thanks.
Jambeard says Aubrey had a great Twitter reaction to Sting. You got to clue me in on what this stuff is, people. You just tell me this and I gotta look it up myself. Let me see. I think she said, oh, it was Sting, what the fuck? I guess that works.
Yes.
I guess that does work. Zach says, can't be that raunchy. I've heard your Blue Chew ads. My Blue Chew ads are not as raunchy as a Michael Hayes life story. N. Simmons says, credit to Butcher and the Blade taking a one-ton Swanton bomb to Jeff through a table onto the hard floor. Well, they had a little something underneath there. That was a wisely executed spot, yep. I thought, Alex.
Yep, was really well done. I appreciate it. The one thing I will say is that Austin, Texas is in the same time zone as Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I was so jealous because at the exact same moment that the sun was blazing outside, it was so dark outside my window. And I was like, damn you, latitude.
Pile Driver finishes, says, wish my nieces and nephews were watching with me. Bonding over the Hardys would have made this so much better. I mean, that's one of the beauties of wrestling, my friend. Hopefully in time they can. Chuck Basis says, fan of ATT and Sammy's promo. Yas match was fun. Punk and Dax, fantastic. Moxley's promo, beautiful. MJF and Jesus was funny. Vicky talking about Rosa's green card was iffy. Rosa should have talked about JBL and Eddie. Love you all and God bless. Well, thank you very much for your thoughts there as well. Well, we got Mox and Brian beating the shit out of the Varsity Blondes. And Julia Hart is emo outside.
Now, I haven't been watching Dark religiously. I don't know where this is going. I know she's been wearing the eye patch the whole time on Dark, but her just sitting there on the ring steps, like not even watching what's going on behind her, looking away from the ring, like I'm like that's got to be teasing something. I thought like for now, for like during this particular excursion, and nope, I guess they're just gonna slow play that beyond tonight. But I did think it was very funny every time the camera cut to her, she looks even sadder and more forlorn.
It looked like she was literally thinking to herself, I can't make it on my own because my heart is in Ohio. Mm-hmm. So cut my wrists and black my eyes so I can fall asleep tonight or die. Varsity Blondes got their asses kicked. William Regal came out. You had John Moxley cutting a fantastic promo. Mm-hmm. He said that this guy is whose respect he cares about. He cares about Bryan Danielson's respect. He's the perfect wrestler. And if you all want to join our club, we're not handing out free rides. So get ready to get your fucking ass kicked. Pardon my language.
If you want to join the Blackpool Combat Club, is what he said, which is an awesome friggin' name for a stable. And yes, everyone should want to join that club. That's awesome. Let's do more of that.
So Chris Rain says, I love the name Blackpool Combat Club. I agree. I love it. I'll tell you what I liked even more than this segment, Alex.
What's that?
The best friend segment outside.
I did love that.
Where Tony Schiavone has all them. And before Wheeler Yuta can say anything, Trent's like, I don't like you. And I've never liked you. But these guys did. They trained you. They let you sleep on their couch. And you're just going to run off to join their tough guy club. And Wheeler Yuta said, hey, I appreciate what they did for me. But I'm not here to be a best friend. I'm here to be the best wrestler. I thought that was a perfect line, Alex.
Yep, it really was. It really was. And of course, we're going to get a Wheeler Yuta versus Trent Beretta match, which is going to be awesome.
Yep.
And that's going to prove to Regal and all his boys that Wheeler deserves to be there. I'm super excited for that. I think it's going to be really cool. That Wheeler Yuta match that he had, then also him like coming in and getting slapped by Regal and getting right back up in his face.
Yeah.
Like he jumped about 20 spots on my personal big board in AEW during that match and that post-match segment. And tonight only increased it. I'm really excited to see what a newer version of Wheeler Yuta can be.
And still doesn't technically have an All Elite graphic.
Yeah.
So, and people keep saying, well, why isn't that? Don't they need to rush to sign him? He had a WWE tryout last year. They didn't sign him. ROH is owned by Tony Khan.
Yeah.
Is Impact Wrestling going to offer him more money? I doubt it.
Yeah.
Is New Japan going to offer him more money? I doubt it. They're not bringing anybody over. So why the rush to sign him as great as he is? Like, I get it. Chris Rain says he loves where this is going with Wheeler Yuta. Don't want to be the best friend I can be. I want to be the best wrestler. Such a fantastic line.
Great.
And Julia Hart is a big topic of conversation. Mm-hmm. Zach Carrington says, I'm not okay. I promise. Braun says, Julia's got to be joining House of Black. Gotta be.
Like that's the tie. That's why she's wearing the eye patch. That's how she's changed. Like I honestly would be really intrigued to see what the creativity of Malakai Black could do. With that kind of a character, and then you know what they would actually do with her once she was there. Yeah.
Toho Absolute says, "Love the House of Black, but how do you think they can make a serious impact and have a true storyline with Julia?" And Brent says, "What are we doing to Julia? Almost uncomfortable to watch. I was honestly expecting House of Black to go out there and retrieve her. If she's got the acting chops to pull it off, then I think she probably does."
Yeah.
Then, yeah, they do take the impressionable young girl who is still very green and mold her. That's what cults do.
Yes. Listen, I'm trying to figure out like what you could do a really cool thing of her like going to the, you know, the House of Black side, the dark side, and somebody who could do this role really great would be Ruby Soho. Of her being like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, no, come with me. You can't do this. And that could be a really cool thing of like her, like showing, no, this is who I am now, mom. Like there's something there. You can do that because Ruby has, such
I a, don't a want really, your life.
Yeah.
One like of this, those. This,
she has such a very natural nurturing nature to her. Like that whole thing. I feel like there's a very cool storyline they could do there. Or who knows? But like, I don't think it'll be campy. I think it'll be real, whatever they do.
Jarlock says, in both of your opinions, why are there not any female tag titles? In the early fall, it seemed like they had a good number of female matches. Now, without Penelope Ford and the bunny tagging, there's nothing. Well, that was the only tag thing they had. And then when Ivelisse got to boot, there was no more Ivelisse and Diamante. I think, Alex, if they had bought ROH 6 months ago, there probably wouldn't be a TBS title.
Right.
They probably would have given Jade the ROH women's title.
Yeah.
And then had her defend that and then established women's tag titles. However, I think that to them, establishing Jade as an unbeatable champion was more important than establishing a women's tag team division.
Yeah, they have enough connections between certain women that you could absolutely have a tag division. Anna Jay and Ty Conti, that's a tag team. That's yes. easily a tag team, and one of the top ones you would have in the roster. You could do Layla and Chris Statlander. Not Layla, sorry. Red Velvet and Chris Statlander could be a tag team. They've already done stuff together. Like, you could do... I would love to see, like, Ruby is really good friends with Eddie Kingston. So, like, maybe she, like, teams up with Diamante and they become, like, secondary to this new LAX thing they're forming. They could be a tag team together. That would be really awesome. You could create a tag division if you wanted to. Right now, it doesn't seem like that seems to be not their priority.
Bill says he dodged a pint glass in a Blackpool pub once. Well, consider yourself lucky. Nathan says you have more creative ideas for the women's division in 20 seconds than we've seen in months. Wow. Boy, will we be talking about that later.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I did not like the Thunder Rosa thing tonight.
Yeah.
But Nero Hannibal the Tyrant says, I noticed there was definitely similarity between the House of Black and Regal with Danielson and Mox. Wish House of Black was on Dynamite more. I think they'll get there. I think a lot of times with a group like House of Black, you kind of want to forget about them, and then they pop up when you least suspect them.
Yeah.
Jambeard says he wanted Julia after the match to step up to Regal and get slapped like you. I don't think we're going to be seeing that one.
No, probably not.
Well, you had mentioned Ty Conti and Anna Jay tagging. Speaking of Ty Conti getting tagged, apparently her and Sammy fuck a lot, Alex. I have learned that they fuck a lot and they secrete things. They bust nuts.
Yep.
They do that type of thing while fucking.
Yeah.
With the belt.
It's a natural byproduct of the fucking. Sexual intercourse.
Yes.
It just doesn't need to be on a title belt. Certainly doesn't need to be. There's too much information, I suppose. But that's their whole deal. Like, I am not the person who's like, you know, like getting in all their mentions and with horrible shit saying about them together, all that kind of crap. Their personal life is their personal life. But they make it really hard to defend them when they like post the most like crazy, like out there stuff of like, hey, all you people, all you haters, look at this. Like you're just literally like waving a stake in front of a rabid tiger. Like just go away and nobody's gonna bother you, but you gotta be out there, you gotta be you. Okay, fine.
Chris Rain says Sammy and Ty doesn't do it for me, hoping Sky and Paige go over. Jambeard says, I lived through and love the Attitude Era, but I'm tired of Micro Dick Dan calling women whores or names like that.
Yeah.
Not needed anymore. It's not even cheap heat. It's just shut up and get off my TV heat. He said, if your parents give you $9.99 more, you can sign up for Paige's fan page and find out why Orange Cassidy has his hands in his pockets all night. So
he called Ty Lucha Horus.
Yeah, Lucha Horus, that was a thing.
That was a thing, yep. The crowd was not into Sammy and Ty. Like, I think this whole thing kind of only works if you're really rooting for Sammy and Ty.
Baco 5 says starting... Sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to transition. Baco 5 says starting to hate Sammy and Ty, turn the meal. Now, I just want to say, I don't give a shit about their personal life or how the relationship came about. It's just like they exude heel.
Yeah. Like, because we don't care what you people think is doesn't need to be, but usually in wrestling, that's a heel thing. You know what I mean? And it's a kind of a weird, they have this kind of aura that comes off them that doesn't feel like, oh, we like them. They seem sweet. Let's root for that couple. As opposed to the whole thing they're doing right now, I think only works if we're really rooting for Sammy and Ty. If instead we're like, well, I'd like to see Paige VanZant kick Ty's ass. Well, this whole storyline doesn't work then. You have to be rooting for the heels to get their asses kicked. Otherwise, this doesn't work.
We've got somebody. We got Josh Weaver saying you should see the pic Ty just tweeted of them with the belt. I saw it. How could you miss it?
How could you miss it?
How could you miss it? And that was the joke, is that Dan Lambert, who says some of the like most abhorrent things on AEW TV, though, they're like, oh well, you should find out what we did in that belt, because now not only do we live in your head, we live in your mouth. Is that what he said?
Yes.
And I'm like, does Dan like chew on the title belt?
I'm assuming if you touch it and then you touch your mouth, sure, then it's, you know, that's the way things are transmitted.
I'm sorry,
somehow.
You got to throw some Windex on that bad boy.
Yeah, you really do.
And now really I do have somebody saying like, but which title belt? There's two or both. No, Scorpio gifting a belt to Dan Lambert is brilliant. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's a thing in MMA too. I know a lot of people might not know that, but you get a copy. Sometimes a lot of people will buy a copy of a belt to give to their gym. Like that is a thank you for thank you to everybody here that helped us do that. That happened with all the people at our gym. They would procure an additional belt for that. And for a guy like Dan Lambert, he's helped out a lot of careers. So Scorpio Sky would see that as well.
He had just kissed the belt. Now I remember.
Okay.
He had just kissed the belt. Well, there you go. Now, yeah.
So is Sammy straight up busting his nuts on the title?
Yeah, sure.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm used to this kind of crap happening on NXT 2.0 on Tuesdays. On Wednesdays, I thought we were free of this stuff. They're always horny over there. I don't need this on Wednesdays.
Axel says, I don't hate Sammy, but his stories have been too embarrassing to me often. If I'm honest, he's not really a pillar to me anymore. And Bill says, very poor athletic green segue. Sammy has sort of lost a bit. I think Cody leaving kind of overshadowed a lot of his reign.
Yeah. I mean, when he says, doesn't matter if I win or lose in this ring, I'm always going to be the showstopper. That's Dolph Ziggler. That's what Dolph Ziggler is. Now, he may be the NXT champion right now, but for years and years, he was a guy who always gave you everything he had in the ring and lost 80% of the time. That's not a guy you want to emulate, Sammy Guevara.
Player says Lambert almost saved the segment with his co-TNT champion line, then immediately made it all worse instead. Yeah. And Henry says Sammy and Ty are obviously trolling the haters. I don't get heel from them at all. Why should they care if fans online are upset if they're a couple? Why does choosing to love who they want make them a heel? Well, I don't think it makes them a heel. I just think that on screen they exude heel.
To me, yeah.
And why should they care? I mean, fans have been terrorizing them.
Yeah.
Just fucking terrorizing.
Absolutely. And they've decided to to respond by like literally waving a, waving the red cape in front of the bull.
Yes.
And that's fine. They can do that. But you then don't be surprised if that, you know, gets you even more hate and not less.
Shucky Ducky says, sounds like Veer got the TNT title belt and is going to Raw. Josh Weaver, thank you for the super chat. We greatly appreciate it. Mr. Showtime says, AEW feels makes everyone feel consequential and relevant. Even jobbers have respect and development. I love this shit. Thanks, Fightful, for all you do. I mean, there are times when people could definitely stand to be on television more there, but they do maximize when they are on screen, usually.
Yeah.
Brandon says, seems like we're building the next Blood and Guts match. Sports entertainers, JAS versus professional wrestlers. Blackpool Combat Club. Just need to add a fighting tag team to the Blackpool CC. FTR, maybe. Maybe. That would be interesting.
That would be very interesting to me.
That could be very interesting. More interesting than the Thunder Rosa thing. I didn't like it at all. Thunder Rosa comes out, gets an amazing ovation.
It's an amazing ovation. And then immediately is like...
bad.
It's like,
bad.
Listen.
Vicky is a wonderful woman who has done some great stuff in wrestling. Few things. Nyla does not need a manager. She does not need a mouthpiece. She
doesn't.
Nyla is one of the most charismatic, entertaining women in wrestling.
And naturally funny on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, she's always like got a great quip that always makes me laugh. Like, I feel like just because she's bigger than everybody, they decide, oh, she's got to be a heel. I would love to see what she could do if somebody we could actually relate to and like. Like, she's very likable.
Cutting promos, like, as quick-witted as she is.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want. I don't want to keep hearing Vicky go, excuse me! And it's not heat. It's me being like, I was over this 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't need it now.
No.
I do not need it now.
And then the whole, you're not actually from Texas.
Yeah.
You got to take your fake green card and go back to Mexico. Like, what is, are we doing, is this the Jack Swagger and like, is that we're doing the anti-immigrant thing now? Like,
I do hope they've got like a vlog skit where he's like, I ain't having any part of this shit. Like, no thanks. Zach Harrington says, I did not have go back to Mexico on my wrestling bingo card tonight. Me either.
Yeah.
Me either. And Chris says he thinks it's time to separate Nyla from Vicky. I agree. And to me, it seems like Nyla is the immediate go-to after everybody wins the title.
And especially, we were waiting for months to finally get our Britt Baker title run. People were talking about it for like her reign. People soured on it over time, but think back to how excited most people were when she won that title, Double or Nothing. And the first thing they had was like Nyla and her feud over cheeseburgers. Like, it didn't, like, it was a bad thing. Like, this is also, we've been waiting now for months for finally we get Thunder Rosa. She wins it in front of her hometown. Yep. She comes out in her home state of Austin. Everyone's cheering for her, and we immediately get heat. You gotta get the heat. Because, like, that's, I don't want Bully Ray booking my AEW. I don't need heat. I don't need it.
Riho won the title by beating Nyla Rose. Sheeta won the title from Nyla Rose.
Right.
Britt Baker's first defense was against Nyla Rose. Mm-hmm. And now Thunder Rosa's will be. It's like it's not an exact pattern, but it seems very formulaic. And Nyla is like, Nyla's, like I said, so charismatic. Let's rock with that. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Janus says every women's champion so far has been Nyla Rose, beat Nyla Rose for a title or their first title defense. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And Shot Kid says, while Lambert is polarizing, I get why he's there and have enjoyed him. Vicky doesn't do anything of value anymore. She hasn't with Nyla, and I'm not calling for anybody's job. It's just this isn't a good role.
Yeah.
Shot Kid says, to go back to tag titles for a second, I think AEW needs more depth. My dream finals would be Ruby, Jody Threat versus Trish Adora and Willow. They should sign Jody Threat. They should sign Trish Adora. They should sign Willow, especially if you've got an ROH out there. They should absolutely be signed. R. Dickinson said he enjoyed the Rosa segment. and hype for Rosa versus Nyla, Vicky being Texan born and Rosa being Mexican born that gained her citizenship is not the same as JBL versus Eddie. I agree. But I'm excited for the match. I think the match is going to be very, very good.
Yeah.
Jade is, by the way, Jan Beard says, I bet Louis Dangor loved this Nyla thing. I don't know what this even means. Louis Dangor is a wonderful guy.
He likes to book weird, heady segments on
his Twitter. Yeah, he does. True. That he does.
He does.
Bless him. Jade is more worried about her green after party than her actual 30th win.
Which does feel like they're leaning into, they still like, we're not worried about who is going to be the challenger, which feels to me like it's going to be a new signing.
Layla Hirsch versus Red Velvet. I loved the finish to this match.
Me too.
So they had a good solid match, and Layla Hirsch goes underneath the ring to grab a turnbuckle. Like, the actual thing, like, I know a lot of people don't know how a ring is put together. There's the ring post, and there's the hook. You put a steel thing in between the hook, and then you put the rope into the other end, and that's what suspends them.
Yep.
And Layla Hirsch very blatantly brings in the turnbuckle, and Bryce Rimsburg takes it away, and she yanks another one out of her trunks and clocks Red Velvet with it. Very smooth. Rimsburg was awesome here.
Yeah.
Because Rimsburg looks at it like, I didn't see it, but I've been watching you try to put her out cold for 10 minutes now, and you haven't been able to do it. But as soon as I turn my back, like, I'm not dumb. What happened? Mm-hmm. I thought this was a fantastic finish.
Yeah. Normally I don't love when, you're a heel now. Now you've got to cheat to win every match. Like, I don't love that. Like, they've done that now with Adam Cole. Like, he's not winning matches. He's cheating every time. Sometimes the heel is just the better wrestler. Like, I will always stick to that. I'm not all the time, but sometimes the heel is just the better wrestler. And I think Layla Hirsch is an amazing wrestler, and I don't think she should have to cheat to win. But if you're going to cheat, at least show me that you're being really smart about it. Like, that was a really cool, very smart way to do it, is to show the ref, here, I'm going to cheat. You better take this from me. And as soon as the ref does and turns his back, you pull out the one you had stashed in a place the ref couldn't see. That is really good healing.
I'm told that Nyla has done a promo covering some of the stuff, saying that she was going for heat and getting inside Thunder Rosa's head and establishing dominance in the arena that she won the belt. So wonder how that will sort of repair things, if at all, from that segment. But Brent Lockman, actually, we got, Brent Lockman saying, we had Layla. Are we thinking Layla had a backup turnbuckle just in case? No, she was just slick about putting it in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, she knew what she was going to do. Yeah. Richard Stevens says, bit of fantasy booking here, but if we get Yuta joining Danielson and Mox, them versus House of Black, Danielson versus Matthews, just take my money. There's a lot of great combinations there. Oh, Alex. Yeah,
absolutely.
Really, a lot really of great are. Stuff.
Yeah.
MJF comes out. Pinnacle is alive. Oh, yeah. Nathan DePaul says, Nyla just tweeted an amazing promo. Why couldn't that have been on TV? Well, I think probably what they did was they saw the criticism of it, and they said, let's do this. And you know what? I'm glad they did, if that's what they did.
Yeah, if that's what they did, great. And also, put it on Rampage. Yeah. Figure out a way when you're editing Rampage together to put that in there. Well, there you go. Perfect.
So, yeah, I would do that as an inset. But good on them. Good on them to answer that.
Yeah.
So we've got the MJF promo. This is good stuff. Man. He's basically saying that he's going to pay Wardlow to sit at home.
Well, like, yeah. Like, but the first thing he says is that, which is true, is that you love Wardlow, huh? Well, you wouldn't even know who he is if I didn't find him and sign him to be my bodyguard. AEW didn't want him. I brought him in. I thought that was good. Like, that's fine. Also, I bought the house that you live under, the roof you live under, where your mom lives. I bought her house for you. I deserve a thank you, all this kind of stuff. Also, I love that he said, hey, I could have taken the title shot from you. I didn't. I was going to let you keep the title if you won. Too bad you couldn't. Of course, we all know why he couldn't, but that's good healing as well. And if there's got that phalanx of guys who are sitting there waiting for when Wardlow shows up, and he does, and it takes like 12 guys to hold him back. And then he gives him the line of, I pay you. You're only here because of me, and yeah. I don't want you here, which means you're trespassing. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm not releasing you from your contract. I'm going to pay you to stay home. And I was like, oh my God, he Mustafa Ali'd him.
But Jambeard said, now hear me out. Right now, Mustafa Ali don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
If I were Wardlow, I'd be phoning up Mustafa Ali and saying, let me in on one of those fun training videos you're posting all the time.
That'd be really good.
Because, I mean, that doesn't have to air on AEW. There's nope. They don't have to. There's nope. nothing you can do to prevent it.
Nope. Sure.
They train together. No big deal. I mean, damn.
Yeah.
Ricardo says, I'm chomping at the bit for Wardlow to mangle MJF. And Chris says, just dropping fire promos at the drop of a hat. MJF is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Tom LaValle says, so much Mustafa Ali here. Pay you to sit home. Pig, not allowed for a devout Muslim, and Ali was a cop. I mean, I don't know if that was concentrated.
It is weird. It's such an odd, like, very specific thing
yes.
to have MJF call Wardlow pig. Like, I don't know exactly
yes.
where that comes from, but it is interesting that that's what he used, the terminology he used. I thought this was really great. It added so much heat to it, and I love how they... Like, AEW is very aware of this situation with Mustafa Ali, of being paid to stay home, how it's yes. the worst thing you can do for a guy who just wants to work. And they're having MJF basically be Vince McMahon here. There's some really, really good heat.
Miguel says, Wardlow's contract is going to expire sometime before Double or Nothing. MJF is going to spaz out after he's informed Wardlow is going to go ape shit on both Spears and MJF and have his match with MJF in Vegas. Now, this is where, like, what I have mentioned, it's Pig instead of Wardog.
Oh,
but
okay.
This is where I would have smart Mark Sterling popping up and saying, like, hey, we need to talk. Hey, we need to talk. And MJF blowing him off. I got other shit to worry about. He's like, no, you're not answering my texts. We really need to talk. Mm-hmm. You really need to know about this. And he's trying to let him know there's a provision in that deal. Like, all this time, like, smart Mark Sterling is doing his best as a lawyer to let, like, why aren't you answering my emails? I'm putting urgent. I'm putting, like, and you're not even doing any of this stuff. And MJF yeah. is just, like,
yep.
disregarding it. And that's what bites him. Brent says, think MJF was teasing a new Pinnacle member. I don't know.
I mean, here's the deal. With FTR, I think eventually, maybe sooner rather than later, going off on their own, saying, we don't want to be a part of this anymore. We're doing our own thing. And if it just comes down to being just MJF and the only guy he's got to protect him from Wardlow, besides this little army of security dudes, is Sean Spears. That's a really fun little thing where Sean winds up getting power bombed into the center of the earth because MJF throws him to the dog. Like,
guys, by the way, leave a thumbs up. Please donate a super chat or a humper chat to get your question or statement read on the air. Humper chats are over at humperchats.com. It's our Streamlabs PayPal platform. You can leave question or statements before our show goes on the air there. So if you listen on any of the audio platforms that we're on or watch YouTube on demand, you can submit your question there first. Also, we greatly appreciate it if you went over to Apple, iTunes, left us a nice 5-star review. About 90-95% of our audience is video or something like that, so we don't get as many iTunes listeners. So we don't pop up on the charts as much. We don't get as many reviews. So even if you don't watch or listen via that, please go ahead and leave us a nice review over there. But we've got Rerun saying, I really want to see the contract Wardlow signed to Mark Sterling as AEW's Lionel Hutz. It can't be that strong. I saw, I want to find out who it was. Pile Driver says Danhausen should be Wardlow's lawyer. I want to see Danhausen just shuffling his papers and going to court with Smart Mark Sterling, even if it's like vlog or BTE. Like,
I mean, if it's not Danhausen, it should be RJ City. Yeah. RJ City would be a really would be great at playing that
shout,
character.
Shout out to him. I just saw the Road to Revolution videos, and they got released that day or that weekend, so I missed them. But I do think that it should be fun. It would be funny if Smart Mark Sterling's like, "What the hell? You're not a lawyer." And Danhausen's like, "Yeah, of course I am. What the hell are you talking about? Why do you think I got hired here?" Oh, man. ShotKid29 says, given the spotlight she's gotten on Dark, was kind of hoping Marina Shafir came out to back up Hirsch. Just me. Well, Chris Statlander came out. Yeah. What'd you think about that?
Well, they're always got the, I like the Statlander was banned from ringside. That helps clean up the match. Of course, she's going to come out and help Red Velvet. If Layla Hirsch needs a tag partner, I think Marina Shafir is a great one. They seem to have their style in common. I believe they would hang out and be friends. Yeah, I could totally see the two of them teaming up.
Eloquent says, prayers up for Gabriel Kidd. I got a lot of love for Gabriel Kidd, man. I interviewed him a while back before his break, and I know he's had his personal issues, but that guy gets it. He understands it, and I hope that one day he gets everything in order and we get to see him compete at his fullest potential.
Yep.
Jambeard says Wardlow no longer War Dog, but now is a pig, as in War Pig. Someone called Black Sabbath to get the rights to that song. That'd be kind of cool. Sure. Swerve versus Starks. I'm excited for that. And Archer versus Dustin. Glad to see Dustin Rhodes wrestling again. I can't believe this guy, Dustin Rhodes, at one point took over a year off of wrestling. Like, yeah. I think it was 2011 or 12.
Yeah.
Man, got a lot of love for him.
That little promo he cut on Archer of like, you say everybody dies, monsters die too. I like that. Yes. That was good.
Adam Cole defeated Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal had an incredible showing in this match. Mm-hmm. But Adam Cole is still that tip-top guy. He's still winning matches. Jay Lethal getting good reactions from the crowd, too. But this was a top-level match. With all the excitement in that first hour, it's easy to overlook this a little bit. But this was, I mean, I don't know how anybody can look at this match and the 8-man tag in the first match and be like, this was anything less than a good Dynamite, because I thought these were all fantastic. How'd you feel about this? And Cole needing a little help to win.
Well, Cole's just taking shortcuts all the time now. It's kind of a thing that is just part of his character at this point. I will say I loved the counter, the super kick counter to the Lethal Injection. Like, he's like, Cole is so he can fit that super kick in a keyhole. Like, it's just, he's got such great aim with that, perfect timing. That was a really cool spot. And, you know, also countering it with a low blow. He just is what he does. Like, he's delusional enough now to say, like, you know, he wins all of his matches via cheating, either via his buddy's Red Dragon coming in and helping him, or via blatant low blows behind the ref's back. And then he cuts a promo of like, nobody deserves the AEW title more than me. We just saw you cheat to beat it. Like, I was, they announced this, that Jay Lethal was ranked number 3 and Adam Cole number 4. And I, like, the last match I saw Jay Lethal wrestle was against Ricky Starks for the FTW title. Because I guess he must be only wrestling on Dark. So I was like, oh, well, I guess he's been winning a lot of matches that I haven't been watching. So it is kind of, whenever they announce somebody's in the rankings, I was like, oh, okay. But a lot of times they do that
to kind of burn that person, burn through that person, which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
He won, he hadn't wrestled in a couple weeks, but he's won a few matches on Dark, including Serpentico, JD Drake, not a lot of big names really. But he had one on Dark Elevation in against the Wingmen and Chaos Project, but he hasn't been beating like big names or anything like that.
Okay.
And so far, they've been using him to basically lose all of his big matches. Sammy, Ricky, Cole.
Yeah.
Anthony Pride says Vicky should manage Shafir. Brian Cage should join the Pinnacle.
we'll see. I mean, obviously they got something planned for Brian Cage. Either that or they just don't want him doing interviews.
Yeah, Cage, like basically MJF replacing Wardlow with Brian Cage is like he went down to the supermarket and like got another, like a new model. Like that kind of makes sense that he would have just get a guy who looks kind of like him, fills the same role. It would make sense.
I would agree. We've got DJ Page saying Cornette will come up with a reason to say it wasn't a good Dynamite. I mean, hey, he's more than entitled to his opinion. You can like or dislike what you want. I don't give a shit. Yeah. As long as you're respect when dealing with me, you're not abhorrent in doing that. I don't give a shit what you like or don't like.
Right.
Josh says running gag on Danhausen's vlog is that Mike Sterling isn't a lawyer when he doesn't have his suit on. I love that. Patrick Johnson says, if you could get Ospreay for 6 weeks and you could work him into a title program, could you work him into a title program with Hangman? Yeah, absolutely you could. He is as good as anybody else in the world, I think, Alex.
Yeah, you could do it. I mean, they have a while before they get to the Double or Nothing build. I feel like they're probably just going to, because of what they're doing right now, they're doing Hangman versus Cole at Battle of the Belts in the middle of April. But after that, I feel like they'll move into a Punk thing. But could you do Ospreay? Absolutely, you could. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, you've got so many established talent there that you don't got to rely on like putting somebody green in that spot. But you know what? Maybe you want some green. Maybe that's what you're all about. And thanks to AG1 from Athletic Greens, we got you taken care of. And now you get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs when you go to athleticgreens.com/Fightful. When you take your multivitamin, taking a regular multivitamin tablet or a gummy does not absorb anywhere near as well. I mean, you'll have strength and conditioning coaches, nutrition coaches, everything telling you, drink your multivitamin. It helps out so much with absorption. It helps out so much with your immune system, with your digestion, with your diet, energy, focus, all that stuff. And AG1 has 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients. And not just that, they're always changing the formula. Over 53 improvements over the last decade and counting. So over 5 times a year, every couple of months, they are changing this formula to make sure it works for you. They are not just sticking with what brought them to the dance at AG1. Go to athleticgreens.com/Fightful. I personally know several wrestlers in AEW that use this stuff, would go to their hotel rooms and interview them. I see their AG1 travel pack sitting out there. Vitamins, minerals, dairy-free probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, superfood complexes, digestive enzymes, and mushroom complexes. And hit them up at Athletic Greens on Twitter. Even if you don't try them, I can't tell you how important it is to just let them know you heard about them from us. It would mean an awful lot. athleticgreens.com/Fightful. Brent says, love that everyone on the roster has history they can play and bring up on a moment's notice. I love that. I love that they play off of wrestling history, Alex. Yeah, that makes all the sense in the world to me.
Oh, absolutely. There's these guys wrestled once in 2011. It was a barn burner. Like, tell me everything that happened between these guys, because I'm always about, these are for the most part, even if they changed their names because they were in some place for a few years, these are consistent characters. Once these guys have built up who they are, they play the same character throughout the whole thing. So if they have there's a crossover between these characters, they've had history. Yeah, bring it up. It's like watching or reading a comic book for several years. Like eventually, like that crossover between that supervillain and that superhero that had that amazing thing in issue 28, they're going to have another meeting in issue 102, and then you actually get to have that history there. It's good.
I just saw the Nyla promo. I was able to watch it. It was about a minute long, and it both helps some things and reinforces some others. It explains why that she wanted to attack Thunder Rosa, why she saw it as disrespect, her asserting her dominance. And it reinforced, Alex, that she don't need anybody talking for her.
That's so true.
Master X says, how do you feel about New Japan card from Tampa on... I didn't see it yet.
I love that. Okay, you know what? I'll tell you what I didn't like. QT Marshall was on the show, so it sucked. There you go. Don't like that. Kevin Hale says, actually, to talk about the card, I haven't seen anything from it yet, so yeah. I can't really comment too much on it. I actually do, despite QT Marshall, I do like the idea of the factory coming in and feuding with that group. Yeah. I think that's really good. Kevin Hale says, I'm all about a good storyline answer, but can AEW give us the occasional dream one-off match like Punk and Dax? But, they can do that. What say SRS and Alex? Well, that's what I like, because right now, like, a lot of people talk about Brian Danielson and Lee Moriarty, and we got it on an episode of Dynamite.
Yep.
There's no reason they can't burn through that. In fact, when they come back to that match in 3 years, it will be bigger because of this match, Alex.
Yeah.
As opposed to me never wanting to see Big E face Apollo Crews again because they wrestled so many times.
Or insert whatever. Insert McIntyre versus Riddick Moss. Like, I mean, I love the idea of, like, hey, out of nowhere, here's Dax Harwood versus CM Punk. And knowing that, like, that might lead to something down the line, or it might not. And the next time you watch it, it'll be a year from now. And you'll be like, hey, that last one they did was awesome. And I haven't seen it since. And I'm really excited to see this again, as opposed to four or five times in a month.
Jericho and Jericho Appreciation Society promo. So we had mentioned in the past, Judas has got to go with this. And Brent Lockman says, Fozzy has a new single. It's god-awful and perfect for JAS. Judas needs to go. Well, I haven't learned the new names yet. I was high as shit last week, Alex. I don't remember anything. Blockhead mm-hmm. says, we don't appreciate Judas and don't deserve it. He's right. They need to get rid of it.
Yeah. I like that they're like, you don't appreciate this man enough for letting you sing his song. I'm like, yeah, but please, no, just do the thing you're supposed to do as a heel and take away the thing that your fans love to sing, because they shouldn't be singing your song because you're a bad guy now. So I appreciated Daddy Magic Matt Menard.
That's amazing. It's so stupid. I love it.
I believe is what they call him. That's his.
Fucking stupid. I love it.
Yeah. He cuts that promo. Then they have Cool Hand Ange. Angelo Parker is the other guy who's wearing suspenders because
this gimmick rules.
There's that part of it. I would be such a bigger fan of all of this if Daniel Garcia was so far away from this thing, because I just can't stand it.
I think there's some amazing heat in the fact that everybody was like Danielson and Moxley, and he's like, no, they're not my goats. Jericho's my goat. I think there's some story to be told there. Especially with the entertainers versus the combat club. I think there's some real story there. Action says, you notice they said sharpshooter during Dax's match, but Scorpion Deathlock during Garcia's match. Both are true. Here's a fun one. Do you know who taught Bret Hart the sharpshooter?
Tell me.
Conan.
Good stuff.
He asked Conan if he could teach him the Scorpion Deathlock, and he's like, yeah, sure. That's how Bret tells it, at least.
There you go.
This was a fun match. I love Garcia getting the win. Garcia getting the win. Yeah, is important.
He should be getting the wins. Like that's important to me too. There's a thing about the as I call them, Yas. Yas, the Jericho Appreciation Society with a soft J. I know what they're doing. I mean, I get it. They're heels. I'm supposed to hate them. Just because I'm supposed to hate them doesn't mean I enjoy watching what I'm watching. Like, I'm the kind of like if you do like, oh no, it's a great heel act. Look at the heat. Like, okay, fine. But like, I don't like any of it. So I don't like watching it. If I was not doing a podcast, immediately after this, I would have shut it off for the main event. Like, I can't stand this act. I understand I'm being worked or whatever.
Sure.
I don't like watching it. And the thing of it is that I might have actually stuck around to watch it because I was sure, especially considering they did a backstage promo where they brought it up, I was sure at the end of this match, Eddie Kingston and Santana and Ortiz were coming out to get revenge, at least to do that. That was the only reason I thought they were going to do this segment in the main event, and they didn't do it.
So backstage, when they did their interview and they looked through the curtains like, oh, they're not here.
Yeah.
I hope they do that again, and next week they are there.
That would be nice.
That would be good.
That would be nice.
Jambeard says, yo, Alex, check out that yass. Guys, by the way, get in your super chats, Humper Chats. We are heading down the home stretch. Also, guys, let me know in the chat, what should the thumbnail of this be? If I want people to click on this, I'm taking recommendations. Not just that. Send one to me on Twitter. Cadillac Carson says, whenever it's time for John Silver to win some gold, that's going to be a tough time. I see him eventually as a possible like TNT champion, like even a short-term one. Because, I mean, he's so over.
Yeah.
He was so over tonight. I could have went without like some of the leg slapping that's very transparent, but I love them playing off the fact that he went and met Jericho when he was a kid. Yeah. That was so good. So
I mean, he had the Cesaro hot tag.
Yeah.
Where he went out and killed everybody on his way back in and even finished it with a giant diving crossbody. Like, yeah.
Mark says, Alex, show us on the doll where Jericho riced you.
Riced me?
Riced?
He didn't rice me.
What the hell is that? That sounds like something that Sammy and Ty are doing. He riced you so hard.
He did.
All over your Dennis Rodman figure back Alex. Don't kiss it.
I'm not going to kiss it.
Don't kiss it.
I'm not going to kiss it.
Prateek says, legit got AG1 through Fightful and been feeling much better with energy levels. Thanks, Fightful. I'm skeptical of anybody that wants to sponsor us. So I always get product samples and I've been taking it every day since. Well, not the last week because I can't because it is a mixed drink and yeah. but I do feel a lot better. Luis says he meant touched you instead of rice.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
care. Now it's riced.
Yeah.
Riced. Josh says, tag you in a great Yas meme of a thumbnail. Oh, guys, I want to thank you all so much. Listen, your boy was today. I want to plug that. Fightful Overbooked, head over there. Of course, FightfulSelect.com. How about some more contract news this week? How about that? But Lily did a great interview with Kid Bandit. I was so glad to see that take off. Had one with Reggie this week. I got one with the Good Brothers this week. I got James Storm and Mikey Ruckus next week. And you get early access to those on tier 2 at FightfulSelect.com. But in addition, like a lot of people say, you pay money just for news? No, we have at least 7 shows a week. You may say, what shows? Q&A shows every single week. Jimmy did a 90-minute one last week. I'm doing a live one the next 2 weeks. I do figure hauls every Friday for people who are into that. We've got the Weekender. Some of you say, why don't you cover Impact or GCW or this or that? Steven Jensen does that. Not only does he do that, he goes to these shows like GCW Astronaut and interviews the talent, and then we run those on FightfulSelect.com as well. We have The List Goes On. Today was the longest episode of The List Goes On we've done. It was an extra 25 minutes. Every Monday, I do the Backstage Report podcast. That one might be late this week. I got some shit going on. But this guy, Alex Palowski, does Sour Graps at least twice a week usually. Next week for WrestleMania, he's going to be doing like a dual post show. We've just embraced it. We've realized, you know what? We probably don't got the same audience. So what the hell with it?
Yes. Yes. Very true. I do the Sour Grabs podcast late at night after Raw and usually after SmackDown because I have to wait for this guy to get done yakking about whatever happened, and then I start over on Sour Graps. So you can get 2 review shows at the Fightful People, one with him and one with me every Monday and Friday. But this Friday, I'm going to be co-hosting the Friday thing with Miss Kate.
Next 2 Fridays, at least.
Yes, exactly. And then, next weekend, I'll be doing Friday after SmackDown and Rampage. And then Saturday, maybe during the day, I guess, after Stand and Deliver. Then Saturday night after night one of WrestleMania. And Sunday night after night two of WrestleMania. And I'm just going to be dead.
There are going to be shows nonstop. Brandon says, are we getting an after show for Supercard of Honor? If somebody steps up on my team and says, yeah, I'll do one. Sure, I'm going to be... I fly out Thursday. I'm coming back Saturday that afternoon. I think I'll be at Supercard of Honor. I think that's one of the shows I'm going to. I'll be at MLW, Wale Mania, doing WWE stuff. I'm doing a Conrad event, and then I think I'm doing Supercard of Honor. And then I fly back Saturday afternoon. Alex, let me tell you, I am happier than a pig in shit that I get to drive 10 minutes to my house from the airport instead of 70, 80 minutes.
That's nice.
So next week, the next live show you guys see me on, I'll be in a new studio, a new house. Hopefully there's no tech errors and all that. I'm going to do what a lot of podcasters do. I'm just going to steal Alex's background.
Yeah.
That seems to be, Brent says shot. Kate didn't jump at that one. Well, she hasn't heard me say this yet. If Kate hears that I want somebody to do an ROH post show, she'll jump at the chance to do it. And big thanks to Kate and Alex for stepping up for me so much. But guys, leave a thumbs up. Until next time,
we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.